From the towering Wasatch Mountains of the American Southwest, we welcome you to this episode of Undiscovered Utah. This show focuses on the mysteries that surround the rugged, difficult, and sometimes deadly American Southwest. I'm your host, JB, and tonight we're going to share with you some ancient Utah history and the beings that called this area home 252 million years ago. Let me tell you something. Utah is a very cool place to visit for many different reasons. One of those reasons that we have touched on before and that deserves its very own episode is that of the Utah dinosaurs. Scattered throughout the Colorado Plateau are fossilized remains of giant beasts that once roamed the Utah landscape. We find their bones scattered in the Morrison Formation. We see their footprints that were once made in muddy sand and turned to stone and preserved for the eons. Tonight we are going to talk a little about the history of Utah during the Age of the Dinosaurs, where you can go today and see evidence left behind of these massive animals. The landmass that we call Utah today was very different looking when dinosaurs walked upon the earth. As a matter of fact, the landmass we call Utah was located on a different spot on Mother Earth. You see, the earth we live on has evolved and will continue to evolve. The area that we call Utah was once a very wet and tropical landscape. Utah at that time was much closer to the equator. Scientists believe that dinosaurs lived between 252 million and 66 million years ago. That amount of time has given the Earth time to change. It is hard to fathom that footprints made that long ago are still visible today. Dinosaurs lived in what we call the Mesozoic era. This is divided into three time periods: the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous period. It is within the Chinle Formation in Utah where we find the late Triassic period. The Chinle Formation is a deposit of soils that spread across Utah, Nevada, northern Arizona, western New Mexico, and western Colorado. Within these deposits, we find a certain types of dinosaur bones and footprints. Within the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument are the Chinle Badlands. This is a great example of this formation in Utah. Another example of the Chinle Formation in Utah would be along the south flank of the Uinta Mountains, near Steinecker Reservoir and the Dinosaur National Monument. You can also find examples near Moab, Utah, and Coral Canyon and Four Aces. An example of a dinosaur from the Triassic period that roamed the Great Southwest would be the Coelophysis. According to Wikipedia, Coelophysis were a small, slenderly built, ground-dwelling bipedal carnivore that would grow up to about 10 feet long. Yes, a 10-foot-long dinosaur was considered small. This critter was built for speed. Another dinosaur that was in Utah at the end of the Triassic period were the Drapanosaurus, a.k.a. sickle lizard. Why sickle lizard? Well, their claws were shaped like sickles. But here is the good news. They had no teeth. Think of them as ancient chameleon-like dinosaurs. Of the three different time periods in the Mesozoic era, Jurassic is Utah's claim to fame. So let's run through some of the dinosaurs that called Utah home during the Jurassic period. We find these dinosaur bones mainly in the Morrison Formation. Dystrophius is a mid-sized sauropod and the first named dinosaur from Utah. That's right, this was the very first dinosaur discovered in Utah. You might know them better by their name Brontosaurus, or what my kids used to call long necks. Dystrophius were first discovered near Moab. These gentle giants were compared to cows in the movie Jurassic Park, as they were herbivores. In 1859, Charles Darwin, yes, the Charles Darwin, published, quote, On the Origins of Species, unquote, when geologist John Strong Newberry came across some strange bones near what is today Canyonlands. Newberry didn't have the tools necessary or the time needed to fully extract the giant remains, and at the time he thought he had discovered a shark-like creature. He later wrote of his find, quote, Still remains to reward some future geologist who shall visit this interesting locality with more time at his command and more adequate implements for rock excavation than we possess. It wasn't until 1877 that a paleontologist by the name of Edward Drinker Cope was examining the bones that Newberry was able to excavate and realized that these were the remains of a never-before-discovered dinosaur, and not a shark-like creature at all. Cope said of these bones that they were a terrestrial animal unlike any he had seen before. But the location of the Newberry discovery was not revisited by another geologist, at least not for another 100 years or so. The location of the discovery was actually lost to time, until a resident from the town of Moab by the name of Fran Barnes was climbing in a nearby canyon and stumbled on Newberry's 100-year-old discovery. Since Barnes's rediscovery, the Museum of Moab, the Natural History Museum of Utah, and the Bureau of Land Management have teamed up to create the Dystrophius Project. This specimen outside Moab is the oldest sauropod in the United States and is critical to the understanding of the origins of all sauropod dinosaurs in North America. One of Utah's famous dinosaurs is the Allosaurus. The Allosaurus is the Utah state fossil. These aggressive predators' remains were found at the Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry inside the Jurassic National Monument, just outside of Price and Huntington, Utah. The skeletons that were found range from 10 to 40 feet in length. Mounted skeleton casts from the Cleveland Lloyd Allosaurus are displayed in over 36 museums around the world, making it one of the best-known dinosaurs in the world. If you want to see one of these ferocious beasts up close, stop in and visit the Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry and the National Monument next time you're in Carbon County. The next dinosaur on our list from the Jurassic period is the Podosaurus. This big boy weighed over 30 tons. That's about 6 average-sized elephants, and was about 80 feet long. These dinosaurs have been found at Arches National Park and at the Dinosaur National Monument. A Podosaurus is in the same family of dinosaurs as the Dystrophius. Both are sauropods. Again, you know them better by the name of Brontosaurus. Here is a kind of funny story. Yale University had on display for over 100 years a nearly complete Brontosaurus skeleton. I say nearly complete because the head was never found. So the paleontologist over the project, O.C. Marsh, improvised and borrowed the head off a Camarasaurus and stuck it on the Brontosaurus. And there it stayed for over 100 years. The real head of a Potosaurus was discovered at the Dinosaur National Monument here in Utah. It was then that everyone realized that O.C. Marsh guessed wrong, and the Brontosaurus at Yale finally got its head screwed on right, all thanks to Utah. Burrosaurus was another sauropod that roamed Utah. A standing skeleton of the Burrosaurus from Dinosaur National Monument was recently unveiled at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. Brachiosaurus was another Brontosaurus-type dinosaur found in Utah. And this was the biggest of the big dinosaurs, weighing in at over 100 tons. You can see a mounted cast of this giant at the Museum of Ancient Life at Thanksgiving Point in Lehi, Utah. Of all the dinosaurs from the Jurassic period, Camarasaurus was the most abundant. They had smaller necks and tails than other sauropods, but still were 60 to 70 feet long and weighed about 35 tons. So the next dinosaur on our list is the Camptosaurus. This bipedal herbivore had an unusual trait. Its hand had 5 fingers. Can we get a high five? It weighed up to 1,000 pounds and was 25 feet in length. These dinosaurs were found at Dinosaur National Monument. Ceratosaurus was found at Cleveland Lloyd Quarry and is on display at the Natural History Museum of Utah in Salt Lake City. This bipedal theropod was the first relatively complete skeleton ever collected. This is one scary-looking dinosaur, with 3 horns on its skull, one in front of each eye and one above the nasal passage, and rows of spines down its back. Its teeth were much larger than its rival, the Allosaurus. This one was built to eat meat. The next dinosaur on our list from the Jurassic period is one that should sound familiar to you, the Stegosaurus. This dinosaur had triangular bony plates that ran down its back, usually depicted in 2 rows with the plates offset. It is debated what these plates were used for. Were they for protection, or maybe just for show? Some paleontologists think they may have actually been used to collect, get this, solar radiation for thermal regulation. This is Colorado State's dinosaur, but they were very common in Utah. They even found a baby Stegosaurus at the Dinosaur National Monument. The Torvosaurus is the largest theropod in Utah. It was almost the same size as a Tyrannosaurus. This thing would have scared the biggest sauropods. There were many more dinosaurs from the Jurassic period that lived in Utah. I just don't have time to explore them all tonight. So let's move on to the last period called the Cretaceous. The most famous dinosaur in Utah from the Cretaceous period is the insanely aggressive hunter called the Utah Raptor. Do you remember the original Jurassic Park movie? We see a group of paleontologists digging in Montana for the bones of the Velociraptor, and a young boy told the head paleontologist that they didn't sound too scary to him. So the head paleontologist pulls out a claw out of his pockets and starts to tell the young boy about the Velociraptor and how it hunted in packs. Everyone stood around wide-eyed, totally engrossed in the gory details. So my only question is, what was a kid doing on the dig site in the first place? Shouldn't he be in school or at summer camp? Anyway, the Velociraptor were the big stars of the movie as they hunted two young children around the kitchen of the resort. Sounds a little stupid when you say it out loud. Personally, I love the movie. Anyway, the Velociraptor is the smaller cousin to the Utah Raptor. Okay, cue intense music, please. Let's get ready to raptor! The Utah Raptor weighed up to 1,100 pounds, stood over 6 feet tall, and was 23 feet long. The puny little Velociraptor only weighed 50 pounds, stood 2.5 feet tall, and measured about 6.5 feet in length. Tiny little buddies compared to the Utah Raptor. Okay, that was a little obnoxious, but the Utah Raptor is Utah State's dinosaur. Good thing they didn't create the Cretaceous Park, right? Well, if they did, it would have been right next door to Arches National Park. The Utah Raptor has only been found in Grand County along the east and north side of Arches National Park. A new state park is currently under development that will be called the Utah Raptor State Park. This park will be located around the old Dalton Wells Quarry, where many Utah Raptors were found. I should mention that the Velociraptor, also called Utah Home, and lived in the same areas as the Utah Raptor. The Utah Ceratops, this Utah dinosaur was discovered in the Kaparowitz Formation in the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. You can see a juvenile and an adult on display at the Natural History Museum of Utah in Salt Lake City. Tyrannosaurus rex is by far the most famous dinosaur. It weighed up to 7 tons, serrated teeth, and they were the size of bananas. The jaw measured 5 feet in length, and the body was 50 feet long. But they had little tiny arms and only 2 fingers. Utah's T-Rex was discovered by a U of U student named Rosie Diffley, so the T-Rex is sometimes called Rose. Teratophonius was another 30-foot meat-eater roaming in Utah. Specimens have been found in the Kaparowitz Formation, the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. These are cousins to Tyrannosaurus rex. Rhino rex were discovered in the Book Cliffs of eastern Utah. They found something else that was extremely shocking. In 1992, geology students from the University of California, Riverside were doing a study of the coastal settlements in the Nielsen Formation. This is where they found the bones of what would later be called Rhino Rex. But that's not all they found. They also found extensive skin impressions that were preserved. Paleontologists from Brigham Young University were brought in to oversee the collecting of the specimens and extreme oversight of the collection of the skin. The list goes on and on. How can you live in Utah or visit Utah and not visit the abundant locations of dinosaur sites all across the state? So the next part of tonight's show may be controversial. So I need you to open your mind a little bit, or a lot. I have been all over Utah. I have seen almost every nook and cranny. And there is one thing that is bugging me. I have taken hundreds of photos of petroglyphs over the years, and I have visited most of the sites that we've listed. Something has stood out to me. So I went back through my photos and reviewed them very carefully. And here is what I found. In the hundreds of photos, there were some here and there that kind of looked like dinosaurs. There was one in Nine Mile Canyon and one in Natural Bridges, one at the Rochester panel, and I just kept seeing them. Then I noticed that near the rock art sites, dinosaur bones have been found that, once assembled, closely resembled the rock art. So you need to see the photos side by side in a comparison. It's freaky. People say to me, well, maybe the native people found dinosaur bones. Yeah, maybe. But it's very rare to find an entire dinosaur skeleton intact at one site. Paleontologists have to piece the skeletons together, and oftentimes they have to fill in the missing bones based on their knowledge of similar species found in other parts of the world. Remember the Yell issue with the wrong head? It is hard to believe that a primitive culture understood enough to piece together the bones correctly and then carve in rock a representation of what that dinosaur would have looked like with flesh attached to its bones. The rock art is not of a skeleton. It is of a creature of when it was alive. So the other option is that this is purely a coincidence. I mean, what else could it be? But there are so many examples that I have personally found right here in little old Utah. That's a lot of coincidence. When I show people the side-by-side pictures, they usually start out by nervously laughing at the first couple of comparisons. But then I start hearing them say things like, okay, that is weird. I personally don't know what to think, but it is really odd. If you would like to see the comparisons, let me know and I will either post them on our website or email them to you. I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous of the ridicule that is sure to come my way for even suggesting such a thing. And I'm not even sure what I'm suggesting. Look, there are a lot of fun places to go and visit as it relates to dinosaurs in Utah. Add an adventure to your summer plans. And the nice thing is, unlike the movie Jurassic Park, the dinosaurs in Utah don't bite. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining me. If you'd like more information about this episode, or if you'd like a list of dinosaur-related activities in your area or an area you're going to go visit, you can email us at info@undiscoveredutah.com. You can find us on the internet at undiscoveredutah.com or on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, and be sure to follow us. Just search for Undiscovered Utah. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Undiscovered Utah. Join me next time as I share more about the Great Southwest. Good night, everybody.